Good evening. Welcome to From the Ground Up, a program brought to you each week by Climate Justice Saskatoon. I'm Deep Left Green from the Green Submarine. And this evening, I'm interviewing two people who are involved with the Steep Hill Health Food Cooperative, Karen Weingeist and Adam Douglas. Back in the 1970s, there were the beginnings of an ecological movement around the world, as well as in Saskatchewan. The Limits to Growth study had been published in 1972. And of course, E.F. Schumacher published Small is Beautiful in 1973. And there was an interest, I think, in living more ecologically and eating in a healthier and more ecologically sound way. And out of that, across North America, came a number of, I guess, health food and organic food cooperatives and businesses. And here in Saskatoon, the Steep Hill Health Food Cooperative got started in 1978. So Karen, I'd like to start by asking you, what was Saskatoon like in 1978 in terms of people's interests and concerns regarding eating healthy food and environmental concerns and so forth?
Well, Saskatoon had a previous co-op, which unfortunately didn't survive, and to buy organic food at that time in Saskatchewan was very difficult. There was very little available, and a few people came together and decided to give it a go. And in October of that year, the store finally opened, and it was initially quite a small endeavor, but it grew and grew and grew. And today it's actually still a small space, but carries a complete selection of food, primarily organic and non-GMO and fair trade, and taking into consideration all of the things that people would like to see in a well-balanced, ecologically sensitive food store. Apparently, that part of Saskatoon was called the Steep Hill area way back. And we happened to be on Broadway. And initially, we were on a small place upstairs. And of course, that was a steep set of stairs. But very quickly, we moved to our current location on Broadway and just off 10th Street.
What do you think the significance is of choosing to be a nonprofit cooperative rather than a regular privately owned business? You obviously, people made the decision to be a cooperative. And what are your thoughts about that?
Initially, the store was started by a group of people who put in some funds, and that's literally how it started, $1,000 here, $100 there. And the intention was to build community as well as a food store. And the intention was to be nonprofit. And so we were trying to charge just what we would need to cover expenses. And it seemed like a very healthy way for us to proceed.
I guess we have a long history of cooperatives in Saskatchewan, and this was kind of like a new generation cooperative. The older ones, and then this comes out of the 70s. So one dimension of what Steep Hill tries to do is to sell some products that are locally produced. I wonder what kind of relationships you've built with local producers.
We try wherever possible to bring in local goods. We have a number of farmers who we purchase from, as well as some producers of other, some soaps and other kind of products. And we have some producers who are, for instance, we have a local bread maker, we have a honey producer, and we have a couple of greenhouse producers so that we have some fresh produce well into the winter, as well as quite a number of farmers who produce grains and legumes and assorted seeds, and then vegetables, potatoes and onions and carrots and squash and on, whatever can be produced during the warm months of the year. We also have all of our meat and fish is locally sourced from. We have a wonderful organic producers that bring us grass-fed beef, and we also have chicken and pork and fish that is all from local producers.
So what kind of a range of products does Steep Hill sell today?
Well, pretty much what Karen said. I just think we're probably expanding more to give more variety as much as possible in the space that's available. You know, trying to fill, like, bread has been brought back, for example. Trying to give everything from cleaners to laundry detergent to all the way to your produce and meats and grains. There's quite a huge variety, more than people would think.
We have locally produced eggs. Yeah. We have, wherever possible, Steep Hill tries to meet one or more of the following objectives so that the food is nourishing, minimally processed, and free from artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives, certified organic, non-GMO, that is genetically modified organisms, local to our bioregion, fair trade, and sourced from companies with ethical business practices. We have many varieties of pasta, both wheat and gluten-free, assorted cereals, beans, both dried and canned, dried fruit, an excellent variety of teas and coffees, and then household products, as Adam spoke of. We have beeswax candles. We've got tree-free toilet paper made from bamboo and sugarcane, facial creams, toothpaste, soaps for both body and laundry. And we have bulk bins where you can bring your own jars or bags and then select the amount you want of dried beans, popcorn, wild rice, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, oatmeal, and Epsom salts, and a variety of other things. We also have crackers and chips and butters. We have yogurts. A surprising variety, actually. We have probiotic foods such as kombucha and kefir and sauerkraut, and a good selection of oils, vinegars, salsas, mustards, nut butters. And as we said, as good a selection of locally produced flowers, seeds, legumes as we can. As well, we work with a local garden seed producer. And in the spring, we carry his organic seeds. One thing is that with the agri-food industry's emphasis on quantity over quality, many of us are concerned about the food we eat and its impact on our health and our planet. So today, more and more farmers and other food producers are recognizing the importance of producing food that's good for our bodies, our community, and the earth. And when you shop at Steep Hill, you can feel good about what you eat. Steep Hill has been providing wholesome organic food since 1978, and we haven't let COVID stop us. So one of the pieces I guess I want to say is that we have in-store shopping, delivery or curbside, depending on which thing is best for you. And we've increased our hours so that we're now open from 11 till 7, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday not as long, only from 11 to 4. I said that wrong. We're open from 10 till 7. Monday through Saturday.
I was just going to add to that too. I think it's important to mention that there's also efforts put into the products that we get from producers, that we try to work with them to reduce waste and packaging. So, you know, if it comes with too much of something, we try to see if there's something we can do to reduce that or choose a different option. So it's reducing the waste and impact on the environment.
Right. Well, certainly the idea of the 100-mile diet, you know, the idea of eating food that's, you know, hypothetically at least grown within 100 miles is something that's become quite popular out of a desire to use less energy, you know, that it takes less fossil fuels to transport food it's closer to home rather than bringing it from halfway around the world. So here's a question. Could someone satisfy all of their food needs by shopping at Steep Hill?
By all means. Now, if you want to talk about 100 mile, that's another question. I mean, you could certainly do it, but you'd have obviously, especially in winter, a smaller selection. Mm. But it is possible, even that is possible through Steep Hill. And certainly the number of things we carry, be it dried beans or canned beans, we have are all, you could definitely feed your family from Steep Hill. We have a large selection of spices and herbs, for instance, and we sell them both in little packages, and you can also buy as much as a pound in a sealed package, so to meet various needs and budgets.
Something else that I kind of comment on is that you have several what I might call kind of treat foods like chips and fair trade chocolate and chips that I assume are healthy, like salt and vinegar chip or parmesan garlic chips, and it's you know, it's a true enough truism that even people who are concerned about their health and concerned about the environment, we still like to treat ourselves sometimes and have things that taste good.
Well, absolutely. We want everyone to eat well, and we want the food to taste wonderful. And we do carry a variety of chips, quite a selection of pastas, both wheat and gluten-free. And we have both a whole selection of gluten-free products as well as vegan and vegetarian options, so that we're trying to make things available to the different kinds of diets that people are needing or wanting to have.
We also offer the special orders as well. So if there's something that we don't have by chance, or, you know, a diet that you require something that's not there, then you can order it and we can bring it in, as long as we're able to find a, you know, farmer or producer to make that available to them.
We've had some challenges with COVID-19. And before that, I think there was a time where Broadway was blocked off for a while. And so what is Steep Hill doing to kind of promote itself and get more people aware of Steep Hill and, you know, get more people interested in coming to shop?
Well, one of the things that's happened is that actually Adam has built us a new website, and it's wonderful. And if people are interested in looking at it, it's just steephillfood.ca. And we've been, with COVID, we stayed open throughout the whole intense COVID period. And what we did was we started offering curbside pickup and delivery to people who needed it. And for a few months in the worst of the COVID initial piece, we actually closed the doors and only had pickup and delivery. Now the store is fully open and we have wonderful, friendly staff. Lots has changed over the years for those of you who've been are familiar with Steep Hill. And we have, our hours are extended. Our staff is very much wanting to help you find what you need. I've been amazed when I go in actually and ask for something that's a little more obscure. And the next thing I know, they're walking me right to where it is on the shelf. It's been a pleasure. And I hope some of you will come by and give us a try. We have memberships. We are a member-owned co-op, and our memberships are $25 a year, and our student memberships are $15 a year. Now, we're open to the public, but members get a discount for shopping, and we also have working members, and the working members put in a couple of hours on a month, and the following month, they get a further discount. So it makes it even more affordable for people to shop.
To answer that, I can add to that by saying a lot of the changes that have gone on is we've changed how we order produce and how we care for it. So the quality of it has gone up and the freshness. And then like Karen said, yeah, the new website, we have a kind of a new revamped newsletter that goes out weekly. We're doing social media posts on a more regular interval. We're in the process of building a new point of sale system so that we can digitize the internal workings and make it easier for the staff to be less stressed. Improving internal processes. We're also accepting credit cards such as MasterCard and Visa now. We're not done, but still trying to improve upon the in-store signage and make it more clear as to prices of products and reminders of being able to, recycle your egg cartons, bring in reusable grocery bags. We have a, brand new storefront as well to try to attract more people, it's all fresh paint, and we got new siding up there, and we got a vinyl sign as well put on the window. Trying to build relationships within the community, working with associations and the Broadway bid, also trying to work with local businesses to try to build business-to-business relationships to try to supply them with healthy food products so they can have more freshness and accessibility to it. There's flyers we've been doing, trying to hand those out door-to-door, or just doing some special promotional things in the certain events that we have to try to be involved in that. Just some of the ideas.
Of late, actually, we've partnered with another store so that we can now have fresh produce and dairy deliveries twice a week, which is a serious improvement for us. And by combining orders with them, we're able to bring them in without having all kinds of extra shipping charges. And so that is helping our bottom line and helping your ability to get products at a better price.
Well, sounds like you're coming along and that everything, that you had 44 years of providing healthy products to Saskatoon. And just wondering, is it, you have, I guess, a combination of volunteer and paid staff, or how does that work?
Yes, we do. We have four staff members. So we got like the store manager, and we have an order coordinator, and then we presently have two clerks, and then the rest of everybody else is volunteer, with the exception of we do have a paid accountant, of course, to look after those important figures.
All right. And then those who volunteer, they get a discount on the products they buy.
Absolutely. Yes. And depending on whether they are, they do a variety of tasks. So some people are dividing spices up and putting them in individual bags, or flowers, or different products. rearranging shelves, adding inventory. When the produce comes in or when the shipments come, we have a lot of things that need to be added to the shelves. And so then we have other people who are dealing with cardboard recycling or plastic recycling. And so that we're trying to keep our footprint as small as possible. In fact, and then we're composting, have somebody who's picking that up if we have any material that needs to be, is no longer in good enough shape. The other thing we have been doing of late is discounting and also giving away some produce that no longer is of a good enough quality to receive the full payment on.
And I guess the other thing then, you try to have as much as possible, I guess, everything available at all times of the week. Is that possible, or is that a little bit impractical?
Go ahead, Adam.
We have been, that's part of the changes that have gone on, is sometimes we used in the past, there was times where we didn't. And so the order process has been changed and working with the different suppliers to keep the freshness up, but try to keep the shelves stocked as much as possible through majority of the time of throughout the week. So like I think Karen said earlier about having produce coming in twice a week now, so that we're, you know, always having it available instead of having to wait to that certain day.
And that's in addition to the local produce, which is coming in even more days. And we have, for instance, microgreens that are coming in and locally produced mushrooms and quite a range, especially starting now, of different kinds of lettuce and cucumbers and tomatoes that are grown in greenhouses, a couple of different greenhouses that we have relationships with in the area. And so, as well as some stuff that's coming from the coast and then a wide variety of stuff that's coming from different parts of Canada that are more canned, or we have all kinds of soups and Tetra Paks as well as canned. We also have probiotic foods such as kombucha and kefir and sauerkraut, a really wonderful sauerkraut that's, we keep, it's in the fridge. It's never been processed. It's never been heat processed so that the probiotics are still really vital.
All right. Well, I think this has been a very good discussion about what is really an alternative to much of what we see in the commercial food industry. And very glad we've done our interview this evening. This is Deep Left Green from the Green Submarine. And signing off now for From the Ground Up. And thanks to all the listeners for listening this evening. And hopefully you'll join us again next week and in other future shows. Well, thank you very much for listening. And thanks very much to Karen Weingeist and Adam Douglas for taking part in this very interesting discussion. Good night.
This is Mark, one of the other From the Ground Up team members. And as Dave said in his introduction at the beginning, we are from Climate Justice Saskatoon. But, you know, as is clear from this episode, we are prepared to look, you know, well beyond the direct issues of the climate crisis in our choice of subject matter for this program. So this is a call out to you, the listeners, basically. Are there things that you want us to look at, and people that you want us to interview, questions that you have for us, ideas that you can offer to us? It's kind of difficult to do a pre-produced radio program in an interactive way, but if you can email us at climatejusticeyxe@gmail.com with your ideas, with your questions, with your thoughts, then we will have a look at them and we will see whether we can fit those ideas and questions and thoughts into our schedule. We look forward to hearing from you.